Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Amy Barton.
And I'm Trace Kerr, and it's time for a brainstorm. So, Amy, where do you think tomatoes come from?
Italy was the first thing that popped into my head. I think America.
You were spot on. Tomatoes came from South America. And I would agree with you that the first time I heard that they were not from Italy, I was like, but what about spaghetti? What about sauce? What? How is that even possible? So when Europeans came over to the Americas, one of the things they found was the tomato, like they did with most everything else, brought it back over to Europe. But here's a funny thing. People were eating their tomato sauce on pewter plates, and tomato has a lot of acid in it. So the acid was pulling lead out of the pewter plates. People were getting sick and they were dying. Naturally, they all
probably
thought,
did not know why, right?
Yeah, right. You know, they're all like, oh my God, tomatoes are killing us.
Can you imagine being living in that era when they thought tomatoes were poisonous, and you walk past a guy who lives out in the country away from the city and he's just chomping on a fresh tomato
because
doesn't, you know, he never ate them off a plate. You're gonna die, stop. Oh, so sad.
I know. And so
I was just going to ask if they ate it anyway, and it was like the cigarette of the 15th century.
No,
we just love these tomatoes. They're going to kill us, but we love them.
Yep. No. Nobody was eating them. They were just putting them on their mantles, kind of like renting a pineapple, like we've talked about before. Yeah. Well, Dane sends me a picture of a tomato pincushion. You know,
his mom
like,
didn't have one of those. Everyone's mom had that, right?
Everybody. Somebody had, you know, the pin cushion. It looks like a tomato. It's got the little green leaves on the top. And I was like, well, but why a tomato? Well, the answer to the question is the tomato on the mantle.
Really?
Because it was expensive to have that tomato and it wasn't easy to get a fresh one. So people were making fake ones. And then, yeah. And so this tomato is providing good luck and it looks really pretty. Well, at about the same time that tomatoes were being made into these cute little tomato pillows, pins that women use for sewing were starting to get a little less expensive. They were sticking them into that tomato cushion on the mantle.
Oh, it is a nice size. It's just the size of your palm, and it was probably right there where they're sitting.
Exactly. And so that's where the tomato pin cushion was born. But then they've got a little strawberry stuck to it.
Yes. As a child, it's like a tomato and a baby tomato. And as you get older, you're like, that is not a tomato. Why?
I know. I think that's a strawberry. Well, so weird thing, as it became more and more of a pin cushion and not just a decoration, they were filling the tomato with wool. So when you stuck your pins in there, it would pull the moisture away from the pins and keep them from rusting.
Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But the strawberry was a weird addition because, you know, you need to keep your pins sharp. So the strawberry back in the day had emery powder in it so that when you poked your pin into that little strawberry, it was sharpening the end of your pin so that you'd have an easier time using it to hold your clothes together when you were sewing.
I think half the people just got up to go see and squish the little strawberry on there, because now that you say that, I have this memory of squishing the strawberry because it felt different.
Yeah, it was heavier. It was gritty, you know?
Oh,
right.
That is a crafty development. I think that we forget the cost of resources in this modern era because it shifted so much. Our availability, the access we have to things like that, they're so inexpensive. We don't take measures like that in the same way.
Yeah.
It's such a simple little thing and such a weird road. I enjoyed that rabbit hole very much.
Nice.
Don't forget to ask your smart speaker to play Brain Junk Podcast. You can also find us on Twitter as @MyBrainJunk, and we're on Facebook and Instagram as Brain Junk Podcast. Trace and I will catch you next time when we share more of everything you never knew you wanted to know, and I guarantee you will not be bored.